You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump once again reigniting his global trade war, this time threatening to impose 50% tariffs on the EU starting on June 1st, saying that trade talks with the bloc are going nowhere. And he's warning Apple, the maker of iPhones and Macs, and other electronics manufacturers that the U.S. will impose a tariff of at least 25% unless companies agree to more production in the U.S. 24 hours after the administration barred Harvard University from enrolling international students, a federal judge blocked the order. The White House says Harvard's become a, quote, hotbed of anti-American, anti-Semitic, pro-terrorist agitators. Harvard history professor Maya Jasanoff dismisses that.
I should say I myself am partly of Jewish descent. And like many of my Jewish colleagues, I have flourished at Harvard.
A Paris court has found the ringleader and seven other people guilty in the 2016 robbery of Kim Kardashian. This is ABC News. Multiple people injured after a stabbing attack in Germany happened at a train station in the city of Hamburg. Local law enforcement officials saying at least 17 people were hurt and that several have sustained life-threatening injuries. The suspect, a 39-year-old woman, arrested. She hasn't publicly been identified yet, but Hamburg police say they believe she acted alone and are investigating her background.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Piano man Billy Joel canceling all scheduled concerts after announcing online he's dealing with a brain disorder that leads to fluid accumulating in the brain, saying recent concerts have made it even worse, affecting his hearing, vision, and balance.
Experts say this is considered treatable and reversible. Joel says he is thankful for the care he's getting and looks forward to hitting the stage as soon as he can.
That's ABC's Stephanie Ramos. Joel will undergo physical therapy, and doctors expect that he will make a full recovery. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCOFM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a mix of sun and clouds. Today will top off at 66. For tonight, a few clouds down to 42. Light and variable winds tomorrow, a bit warmer, partly cloudy, a high of 70. And Memorial Day Monday, partly sunny, maybe some showers overnight into Tuesday, with a high on Monday near 70. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer currently showing 36 degrees so far, the morning low. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
It's Saturday night and my daddy's up late picking with my Uncle Bill. The neighbors don't mind because they have a good time sipping on my pappy still. Old brother Ben got a fiddle in his hand. When the music is right and the band gets tight, you want to see them pick and grin, and everybody starts moving to the sound of the guitar drums. Everybody starts grooving to the beat of the rhythm and drums. So come on, let yourself really go, rock to the music and fun. Sip that wine and have a really good time, listen to a funny song. sneaks up from the back, trying to get to Sister Sue. Well, she throws him on the ground without turning around. She knows a little jujitsu. Everybody starts moving to the sound of the guitar's drums. Everybody starts grooving to the beat of the rhythm and drums. So come along, let yourself really go. Rock to the music and fun. Sip that wine and have a really good time and listen to a country song. Everybody starts moving to the sound of the guitar's drums. Everybody starts grooving to the beat of the rhythm and drums. So come along, let yourself really go. Rock to the music and fun. Just sit back, wine, and have a really good time and listen to a country song. Just sit back, wine, and have a really good time and listen to a country song.
Welcome to the weekend. Today is Saturday, May 24th. My name's Adam Hess. We're at our morning low of 36, that according to the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, but a nice sunrise starting.
4 years, one diploma, and endless possibilities. The future looks bright for the 2025 Ithaca graduates. Saluted by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Dairyland Transportation.
A one, two, three, four. Well, I busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Old Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rang. Lord, took us all the way to New Orleans. Pulled my old harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. Blowing low while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands of mine. Finally sang up with a song that drive a new.
Jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star, can you send me luck from where you far? Can you make a rainbow shine that far? Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star, can you really make a wish come true? Or do you shine on just a chosen few? Is it over? Have I gone too far? Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star. Like two ships on the ocean, we drifted apart. And you found an island at sea. I'm still adrift. Back to me. Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star, can you send me love from where you are? Can you make a rainbow shine that far? Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star. Adrift with his pain. twinkle, twinkle, lucky star. Can you send me love where you are? Can you make a rainbow shine that far? Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th. There are names on barns and brands on gates that go back generations here. And the farmers behind those names carry that legacy with care. They grease the fittings, check the PTO guards, and teach their kids how to work the land and how to respect the equipment. That blend of tradition and caution helps ensure Southern Wisconsin agriculture keeps on thriving. This message in support of farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans. Get ready, gearheads, music lovers, and barbecue fans. This Sunday, head to Summit Ridge on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston for an epic day of chrome tunes and smoky goodness. At 1 p.m., the first car show of the season kicks off, featuring live music by the Eric Knopfsinger Band from 1 until 5. Bring your appetite. Barbecue chicken will be hot off the grill all day long. Classic cars, great music, and delicious food. It's all happening Sunday, May 25th. At Summit Ridge between Laval and Mauston.
ET Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At ET Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. A 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalars at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's ET Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Memorial Day isn't just a long weekend. It's a day to reflect on the brave souls who gave everything for our country. Sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart and Hillsboro Equipment, honoring courage, sacrifice, and freedom.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. In baseball, Riverdale was involved in a doubleheader. The Chieftains defeated LaFarge 9-0 in Game 1 on Friday night. Freshman Eli Campbell pitched a complete game shutout. He struck out 12 and allowed just 3 hits. Chase Chitwood, Bevan Dennis, Kalen Childs and Owen Blankenship each collected two hits. In Game 2, the Chieftains lost an exciting high school game to the state of Wisconsin's number one ranked team, Seneca, by the score of 4-3. Ethan Cagle pitched a strong game for Riverdale, while Eli Campbell would have two hits. The Ithaca Bulldogs hosted the Barneveld Eagles on Friday night, and they escaped with a thrilling 8-7 victory. North Crawford over Boscobel 5-3. It was Onalaska defeating Prairie du Chien 3-2, and Baraboo outlasted Stoughton 10-6. Lots of hometown baseball coming up this weekend throughout the area. Today, in the northern section, the Reedsburg Pirates take on the Sauk Prairie Twins in Sauk Prairie. Start time is this evening at 6 p.m. Middleton, the 29ers, will host the Cazenovia Reds tomorrow at 1 p.m. Two northern section Monday games, the Mazomanie Mustangs are at the Reedsburg Pirates with a 1 o'clock start. Also a 1 o'clock start, the Sauk Prairie Twins on Monday travel to take on the Cross Plains Businessmen. In the western section, it is all starting on Monday. Belleville at Verona Arena will host Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Scholesburg Benton travels to Hollandale. Hosting Wyota is Blanchardville. Dodgeville is on the road against Argyle. And Muscadet hits the road at Ridgeway.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
No rabbit, you ain't no friend of mine, as we call him, the king. It's now 5:30. This one's going out to Zoggy. It's Reba.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then my mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side cleaned up to my heel. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have it, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna move you up town. Well, that was the last time I saw my mama, and I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby, mama died, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a mix of sun and clouds today with a high temperature in the mid-60s. For tonight, a few clouds, a low of 42, so not as cold as last night. Sunday, partly cloudy, a bit warmer, will hit 70. Sunday night, a low of 43 with light and variable winds. Memorial Day Monday, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers overnight into Tuesday, a Monday high of 70. Tuesday, plenty of clouds, a chance of showers 64. We stay cool with mostly cloudy skies, showers continuing on Wednesday with a high of 63 degrees.
Why have you left the one you left me for? Has she heard like me that slamming door? Did you leave for good or just get bored? Why have you left the one you left me for? Is she what? Has time changed your mind? Has your dream love gone crazy? And what brings you here tonight? Why have you left the one you left me for? Has she heard like me that slamming door? Did you leave for good or just give up? Why have you left the one you
see you're hurting, but I'm not sure if it's real. How can I really hold you when I don't? Me for has she hurt like me that slamming door? Did you leave for good or just get bored? Why have you left the one you left me for? Why have you left the one you left me for? Has she hurt like me that slamming door?
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw! The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Something up with me. Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. Soda pop and the dancing's free. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Originator Hank Williams Sr. at 543 Farm News, coming your way at the top of the hour right now. It's the multi-talented Ann Murray.
I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and we rise, wipe the sleep out. Your shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy
That's music from the Chicks. Ready to run. Hey, we're ready to take you to farm news at the top of the hour. We'll have an ABC update, a look at your weekend weather forecast, news, sports, and more, including a look at this week in entertainment history, the Town Taxi Triple Play, and Prime Mover. It is a jam-packed Saturday. Good morning, folks. Adam Hess with you at 5:49. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 35 degrees. And so far, that is our new morning low. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there, folks. Throw on the vest and get in the tractor. Kenny Chesney, and She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. For your weekend wake up.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes. With a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool in me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
This Farm News and Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
USDA expects 5.5 billion bushels of corn to be used for ethanol production this marketing year and next marketing year. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. The USDA is not expecting an increase in corn for ethanol demand in the new marketing year, but Garrett Toy from Ag Trader Talk says it's not only a little bit too early to really start talking about that, but there are also some policy questions going forward.
I think that's the assumption is without guidance on 45Z or if we get some progress on 45Z, that ethanol will stay relatively flat. It's interesting that, you would think with this increased demand for ethanol or, sustainable aviation fuel, that, we would expand U.S. ethanol markets. But, at this point, the only real expansion you're seeing in global ethanol production is really largely out of Brazil, if you will. But I think ultimately, I think it's too early in the game to start talking about new crop demand. I think, people are looking at old crop demand and new crop supply. The expectation, I think a lot of us are still looking at, is USDA 181 yield achievable? Some of the dry areas of the Western Corn Belt got some rains this week. We're still dealing with heavy rains across the Delta and Mid-South, and Ohio is behind. As we're getting into, early June, and we're getting into final crop insurance planting dates and things of that sort, are we adding to that 95 million acre number, or are we subtracting from that 95 million acre number? And I think that's where the focus is going to be over the next 30 days.
And Toy says that even if the markets feel like they're in a holding pattern right now, you want to continue to keep a close watch on things.
And I think that, you got to pay attention, especially if we get a little rally. If we get up towards the upper end of these ranges, seasonalities come into play in the next 30 days or so or 3 weeks. As far as, hedging or making some new crop sales when we get into June days. It's just kind of the time of year on the calendar where you want to have your paying attention.
Now here's Megan Grebner. Megan.
Thanks, John. Direct cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet throughout the week. Dress deals in the north had a wide range from $354 to $370, mostly at $360, which was $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. Live deals in the south were scattered, but deals were reported anywhere from $224 to $227. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says business took a step back this week across the state of Missouri.
Auctions were mixed around. There was still definitely some high spots and some better markets, but all in all, the calves steady to 5, lower in the yearlings. They were pretty close to steady. Of course, our yearlings are in a lot tighter supplies just because of time of year, as well as just the overall industry as a whole. Our stocker formula, it set a record on Monday, and then we started to see that auction data come in with a 7-day rolling average, and it's off about $6 from where our record was earlier in the week. If we look at some of the stick-out sales around the state this week, had 43 head of 437-pound steers at Joplin at 490, 33 head of 506-pound steers at Kingsville at 424. The average on those five weights statewide still over $4, $4.06. Had 24 head of 634-pound steers at Kingsville at $3.93. 22 head of 716-pound steers at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains at $3.35. The average statewide on those light seven weights at $3.22. a full load of 764-pound steers at Callaway Livestock Center on Monday at 318. A full load of 835-pound steers at Joplin, 299. 120 head of heavy 8-weights, 885-pound steers at Callaway sold at 295. And then a full load of 929-pound steers at Tyna Livestock Auction at 285. The biggest draft of the week went through Joplin on Monday. It was 457 head of 919-pound steers that brought 273.75.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early weaned pigs and feeder pigs were all mostly steady. Demand was moderate with light to moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early weaned pigs was 49.44, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was 80.32. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger